Hi, I'm Tony Rossi for the Christophers, and today I'll be bringing you my conversation with country music megastar Jennifer Nettles. We'll be chatting about her Christmas album, her role as Dolly Parton's mom in the TV movies Coat of Many Colors and its sequel Christmas of Many Colors, why she thinks the faith aspects of those stories resonated with millions of viewers around the country, and the Christian faith that she herself brings to her life and work. After that, I'll be sharing a Christmas reflection of my own that might help you better appreciate the holiday season and the people around you. Stay with us. Christopher Close-Up starts right now. Hello and welcome to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi. Jennifer Nettles is one of the brightest stars in country music, and she has been since she rose to fame in 2004 as lead vocalist of the band Sugarland. They had hits like Something More and Stuck Like Glue, which led to Grammy, CMA, and ACM awards. Jennifer also embarked on a successful solo career as a singer-songwriter with her debut album Playing With Fire. And she took on an acting role as Dolly Parton's mom, Avi Lee, in the Christopher Award-winning TV movie, Coat of Many Colors. Jennifer has now reprised that role in the sequel called Christmas of Many Colors. She's also once again hosting CMA Country Christmas, and she's released a holiday album called To Celebrate Christmas. I am going to talk with Jennifer in just a bit, but first I want to share a clip from that album. Here's a song written by Dolly Parton and brought to life by Jennifer Nettles. It's called Circle of Love.
Circle of love, halo of light, when Jesus was born on that Christmas night, and oh, what a night that holy night was when Bethlehem glowed. Circle of love, God sent his son, his great gift to us, salvation for all. He loved us that much, we honor and praise that gift from above.
I'm Tony Rossi, and you just heard a clip of the song Circle of Love from Jennifer Nettles' album To Celebrate Christmas. And I am thrilled to have Jennifer on the phone with me now. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Tony. Glad to be here.
Now, in my intro, I listed the Christmas projects you've got going on this year. So I'm wondering if people have started calling you Mrs. Claus, because you are like the queen of Christmas this year.
Well, I love that. I love hearing you say that. I love even that people throw that around. That's fun to me. And obviously, you know, I love the holidays. I have had the pleasure of hosting CMA Country Christmas now for the seventh year in a row.
Wow.
I've had the real joy of singing so much fun Christmas music over those years, and wanted to then consequently put together an album of my favorites for that, for my fans, and did just that. And it all coincided perfectly, as you were just playing Circle of Love, with this sequel for Christmas of Many Colors.
Yeah, well, let's talk about Christmas of Many Colors. It's a follow-up to the TV movie Dolly Parton's Coat of Many Colors, which brought her classic song to life. So tell us about the story we're going to see in this new movie.
Well, what we're going to get to see is a continuation of Dolly's story. We get to learn more about her as the musician that we know today, how that came to be, more of the people who facilitated and fostered and inspired her dreams. And we get to know more about her family and her friendships, some of those more personal relationships that she had, and to see that evolution happen.
Yeah, well, you play Dolly's mom, Avie Lee Parton. What do you relate most to about that character?
You know what? I love the way Avie Lee loves her babies. That is what I love. I mean, I have a beautiful, strong Southern mother, and I have always known that I was loved by her. Super affectionate, very sweet, very kind, but also no nonsense when she needed to be. Mm-hmm. And myself being a mother now, you know, I really love that part of Avie Lee, and I also, of course, you know, I love her relationship with her whole family.
Sure. Well, I interviewed Sam Haskell, who, if people don't know,
sweet.
He's the executive producer of the movie, and he said he believes the first one did dynamite ratings because people were hungry for a good story about family and faith. Now, as someone, I know you grew up going to church, and you put a lot of those spiritual songs on your Christmas album.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to you personally to be part of a project that celebrates faith so much?
Well, I mean, I think it's an honor for me to get to bring people that kind of entertainment. I don't think we get it enough nowadays. I mean, I think it's important that our art and our entertainment, you know, shows us all sides in terms of, yes, it is important to be confronted by truth that may not be as palatable, may not be as easy or comfortable to see. But at the same time, then it's also important to be able to enjoy and be entertained by the other side, by stories of faith, by stories of miracles, by stories of people rallying and coming together.
Yeah, and really the story, the first one, Coat of Many Colors, and I'm sure this one is going to be too, it's really about family sacrificing for each other. Does that play a role too in this one?
Absolutely. This one, most especially in terms of sacrifice, there's a whole big portion of the storyline that really resembles the classic tale, The Gift of the Magi. I don't know if you remember that Christmas story, but you know, where the woman sells her hair to get a watch chain for her husband's favorite watch, and then he sells the watch itself in order to get her some hair combs. But the whole point of the story is that it was really about the love that they would sacrifice those dear things for each other. So there's a bit of a storyline that replicates that classic iconic story as Lee and as the children want to buy their mother a ring.
Right, right. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close Up. I'm talking to Jennifer Nettles. She's starring in the TV movie Christmas of Many Colors, and she's also got the album to celebrate Christmas. Now, the song we heard at the top of the show, Circle of Love, it's a Dolly Parton original, if I'm not mistaken, that you recorded. So how did that come to be, and what resonated with you about the song?
Well, obviously the name of this movie is Christmas of Many Colors, Circle of Love. Mm-hmm. And Dolly wrote that song about the storyline of this movie. I had to learn the song because Avie Lee, in the movie, she sings a portion of the song to her children sort of in lullaby fashion. So when I heard the song, I absolutely fell in love with it. And in knowing that I was doing a Christmas album, reached out to Dolly and said, would you even honor me by entertaining the idea of me recording this on my Christmas album? And she was very gracious and very generous to say yes. And so I was thrilled to be able to sort of tie that all in and give my fans something else to remember this wonderful movie by.
Is this the first time the song has been recorded?
It is
all
the
right.
First time that it's been recorded, which also blows me away. Yes, I mean, you'll hear Dolly. She has a recorded version of it that you get to hear in the movie as well as part of the soundtrack. But yeah, this will be it's the first time it's available for folks in a recorded fashion.
Well, pretty impressive, and you do an outstanding job on it. So
thank you. Well, it's a beautiful song.
Yeah. Well, you know, the song especially really kind of, you know, goes to the root of the spiritual religious roots of the holiday. So, you know, I wanted to ask also just a little about your background. How are the seeds of faith planted in your life in a way that they took root?
You know what? I was lucky enough to have a wonderful opportunity with my family in growing up in the church and in growing up in that faith-based community and growing up in what it means really to have that kind of community. I grew up in a really small town. So, you know, the church was a big center for support for each other in times of celebration and in times of need. And for me, that has always served, I think, as a wonderful example of really what family and community can mean.
Sure. Well, along the way, I mean, we all, you know, rarely is our faith a straight line. A lot of times it zigs and zags. Have you ever had your faith shaken by struggle or anything like that you had to get through and just kind of come back to the right course?
You know what? I mean, I feel lucky enough, Tony, that I do have a strong support network from my family and friends. And so when I need to reach out and I need to check myself on things that might feel a question of faith, I have, you know, a wonderful support to help me there and come back on track. For the most part, while I've had struggles and challenges in that way, there haven't been anything, so to speak, that would make me question what is that small, still voice within. You know what I'm saying? Luckily, I know that I am a child of God, and so I know I am cared for and always protected in that way.
Yeah. I'm talking to Jennifer Nettles. She's starring in the TV movie Christmas of Many Colors. You know, I want to go back to the album because there's another song on there called Merry Christmas with Love. It wasn't a song that I was familiar with, but I loved it because it's got a little bit of kind of sadness to it, because people do experience that around the holidays, and yet the message is positive and uplifting. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, Merry Christmas with Love is actually a contemporary Christmas song that was made popular by one Miss Sandy Patty.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, I don't know, Tony, maybe I'm going to age myself here, but 25 years ago.
Okay.
And I actually sang it all those years ago in my little hometown church of Carver Baptist Church in Douglas, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother loves this song. And every year when I have done this Christmas show, she has always been like, Jennifer, you really need to sing Merry Christmas with Love. You really need to sing Merry Christmas with Love. It's just so good. And so finally, when I put this album together, I was like, I have to put this song on my album for my mother. So this one is for you, Carla Sue. That one is absolutely for my mom.
You got to make mom happy at Christmas time, right?
You bet you do.
Now, you mentioned before that you're a mom yourself. How has being a mom changed the way that you experience Christmas?
Well, being a mom has changed the way I experience everything. As anyone who is a parent knows, it is a game and life changer for sure. But I think, you know, the sweet part about a child in general and children in general is that you do get to then see the world and life through their eyes. So for me to get to experience just that joy and wonder of Christmas, I think that's that much more special.
Yeah, yeah. And also, before you mentioned in the movie Christmas of Many Colors, it's about Dolly getting encouraged through life. I'm curious, who are some of the people who encouraged you along the way? I mean, did you ever have to struggle with doubt that you could make it in this industry? Did you have people pushing you along the way?
You know what? I am so blessed that, again, I have such a strong family base, and my mother was always super supportive of me, not only in terms of emotionally, but also actually literally by carting me around to all the different lessons and performances and community theater and Rotary events and 4-H club events and everything else that I would be doing to give me really the chance and opportunity to continue to practice my craft and to develop it and to learn as a musician and as a singer. So I was always really, you know, really lucky there. And then I had some wonderful teachers. It was actually also choir directors. For example, my children's choir director at church was the first person who really pointed out to my mom and said, look, I think Jennifer really has a gift and you should encourage her and you know, to take piano lessons. So my mom listened, you know, and took note of that. And kudos to her, you know, for being aware of her child and also for, you know, wanting me to do what I love, because I loved doing it. I have always loved performing.
Sure.
So between, you know, my mom and the church and also, you know, as I said, wonderful, wonderful teachers in school, I was very nurtured in that way.
Yeah. Well, you just mentioned 4-H before, and I was on your website and I saw a little video testimonial you did for him. Talk about what is 4-H and how exactly did they help you develop your dream?
Sure. Well, 4-H is actually the oldest youth organization in America.
Mm-hmm.
And they started out obviously at a time when agriculture was super prominent as a way to help develop leadership within kids. And since then have gone, a lot of people I think actually associate the 4-H Club with agriculture, but since has gone on and continued to evolve with the times. And there are so many different projects to include performing arts. And that was my project. I was thankfully involved in a group called Clovers and Company, and it was a little show tunes youth group that we went around and we learned, you know, we toured around a bit here and there, and I got to to see other kids who were like me, who had dreams of being performers, who, you know, and also have some fantastic mentors within that club. It does wonderful things. Now it goes beyond, as I said, the agriculture, performing arts. There's robotics, there's leadership, there's citizenship, there's, you know, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, well, then let me just give them a plug. The website is 4-H www.jennifernettles.org. They made Jennifer Nettles. They helped make her what she is today, and
people should
check it out. I'm talking to Jennifer Nettles. She's starring in Christmas of Many Colors, and I just want to go back to Coat of Many Colors for a minute, because in that movie, your character loses a child, and I mean, I've known you primarily as a singer from Sugarland, from your solo career, so I was surprised by the emotional depth you brought to that part of the story. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really take to acting. Is it something you've always wanted to do, or was this an unexpected opportunity you took advantage of?
Well, first of all, thank you for saying that. And I like I said earlier, I did grow up doing community theater, so I've always acted.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, music being my first love, and thankfully being so blessed to have the success that I have with it, it took up a good bit of you know, my young adult time. So I'm super grateful now after that success to be able to sort of make my re-entree as I continue to, you know, diversify and want to expand myself as an artist, you know, to be able to make entree into the acting world again.
Sure. And let me just ask you one more question, because the Christophers, who are the sponsor of this show, everything we do kind of revolves around this idea that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. So I'm wondering, when you hit those times of darkness in your life, how do you light that metaphorical candle to move toward a brighter future?
Mm. You know what? Again, I do always come back to my family and friends. I know that seems to be a resounding theme that from today that I've shared, and also from this movie, you know, just in bringing that full circle. But I find those are definitely, you know, my family, my relationships are absolutely my touchstone. And it does, I think, for me, have wonderful impact to just get still, to listen to that small, still voice, to take time to meditate in prayer, to take time to, you know, if you're moving around a whole lot, sometimes it's hard to hear that little voice, you know, until it has to scream. And sometimes it has to scream for me, you know what I'm saying? But I would prefer to be able to hear it when it is that small, still voice, and to have, you know, to have that sensitivity in that way. And I think getting still and being still is the best way to do that.
Yeah. Jennifer Nettles, I know you have to run. You got a lot of busy plates. So thank you for calling in today. I appreciate everything you do to celebrate Christmas. Is the album Christmas of Many Colors is the movie, and CMA Country Christmas. So again, Jennifer, thanks so much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. What a pleasure, Tony. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I'm Tony Rossi, and you're listening to Christopher Close-Up. I'll be back shortly with a Christmas reflection. But first, here's a clip of Jennifer Nettles singing the song we talked about earlier, Merry Christmas with Love, to play us into a message from the Christophers.
She leaned with her head on the window, watching evergreen bend in the snow, remembering Christmas the way it had been so many seasons ago. When the children would reach for their stockings and open the presents they found, the lights on the tree would shine bright in their eyes, reflecting the love all around. But this year there's no one to open the gifts, no reason for trimming the tree. And just as a tear made its way to the floor, she heard voices outside.
With millions of distractions, it's all too easy to lose sight of God in the midst of housework or homework or a hard day at the office. Yet God continues to speak to you, even in your busiest or most distracted moments. That's why the Christophers have prepared a news note called Listening When God Speaks. It shares stories about people who have learned to recognize God's voice in their lives and offers advice on how you can do the same. To request your free copy of Listening When God Speaks, send an email to radio@christophers.org or call our toll-free number at 1-888-298-4050. That's 1-888-298-4050. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi. Now, since we're talking about Christmas and Christmas memories, I'd like to share one of my own. You see, every year during the holiday season, I can't help but think of a line from the 1990 movie Avalon. There's an elderly character who's been thinking about the past, and he says, "If I knew things would no longer be, I would have tried to remember better." Now, that quote comes to mind because this is a time of year that prompts me to reflect on the past and the best gift I ever received. It was December 24th, 1980, and the wait was grueling. My 11-year-old self had asked for the popular large-size Star Wars action figures for Christmas, and I couldn't wait to find out whether they'd be under the tree. There were already a couple of gifts there, so being a little sneaky, I put saliva on my finger and rubbed it on the wrapping paper, thinking it would become more transparent. But no luck. My mother is a gift-wrapping ninja who encased my presents in so much paper, not even Superman's X-ray vision could see through it. The only solution was to wait it out. A nap would be a good idea, I thought, so I lay in bed telling myself to fall asleep. But that worked about as well as it does today when I'm suffering from occasional insomnia. I wound up staring at the clock and thinking, time sure does pass slowly. Finally, it was time to go to the Christmas Eve vigil mass with my mother, father, and maternal grandparents, who lived a few doors down from us. Despite difficult challenges like my grandfather's advancing Parkinson's disease, we always went to church as a family. It was never seen as a burden, but as something special and necessary to live a good life. Also, my family had survived some harrowing experiences in Yugoslavia after World War II before they immigrated to the United States, and they attributed that to God. Now, that evening, Mass was so festive that it actually distracted me from my preoccupation with presents. We got to sing carols instead of Advent songs, and a feeling of palpable joy emanated from everyone wearing their finest clothes in an overflowing church. After Mass, we made the traditional rounds, first to my paternal grandparents, then to my maternal grandparents, and finally back home. Now, sure enough, when we got home, I hit the action figure mother load. There were Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Chewbacca, and more. And at the time, I thought those were the greatest presents I ever received. Adulthood brings a different perspective, though. While the toys did provide me with hours of fun, it's the memories that I truly treasure because they were grounded in love. God blessed me with two grandmothers who loved to bake, so their affection was displayed often through crescent cookies made out of ground almonds and dusted with sugar, and through apricot cakes and Linzer cookies that made the house smell divine. I'm also overwhelmed by everything my mother and father did for me that Christmas and throughout my childhood. They worked hard to support our family, my father as a customs broker at Kennedy Airport, and my mother as a coat check attendant at the Waldorf Astoria. I never lacked love growing up, and I know now that gave me a great advantage in life. Middle age has also taught me that time actually passes very quickly, not slowly, like my 11-year-old self believed. So my wish for you is that when you gather with your family and friends to celebrate Christmas this year, take it all in. Even the smallest details. In other words, remember better, as that quote from Avalon says. Those moments will be the best Christmas gifts you'll ever receive. Welcome back to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi. Every year, it's easy to get caught up in the secular side of the Christmas season. So before we wrap up today's show, I want to share a clip from a past guest reflecting on the idea of keeping Christ in Christmas. So here's an excerpt from my interview with actress and talk show host Candace Cameron Bure, talking about how she and her family celebrate the holidays. Now, did you grow up with an understanding or an appreciation of Christmas's Christ-centered foundation, or did that come later in your life?
That came later in my life. Christmas for us growing up as kids was really about Santa and the presents and also serving because philanthropy or charity has always been important to my family, particularly to my mom, who modeled that so well. So we definitely were taught the giving part of the season, but it wasn't until later in our lives that Christmas really became about Christ and the birth of our Savior.
Right. Well, how did your growth in your own faith life change how you celebrated the holiday, both personally initially, but now also as a mom of three?
Well, we definitely, you know, I there's so many wonderful things that do go along with the season. And while my faith is incredibly important to me, and I make sure that not only personally, but as a mom, that the season is really focused around Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I still love the commercialism of Christmas too. I think it's wonderful. And I think that you can do both, but with our kids, you know, over the years, we just scaled way back on the presents and, mm-hmm. and went, you know, it's just not about this, but Christ gives us a gift and we like to give gifts to one another. And, you know, I think it's so true, the saying, you know, it's better to give than receive. And it truly, truly is. Just to even watch someone on Christmas morning, my
right.
kids, you know, when one of them has saved up their money and they give their brother a Christmas present, I mean, the joy of one giving is almost better than the one receiving. So I think there are wonderful things associated, again, with the commercialism of it, but still centered back to Christ as to why we give those gifts. And for us as a family, you know, we started serving at a shelter on Christmas morning. So we wake up at about 5 a.m. and with some other family members and friends, we go to a local shelter that has about 40 or 50 people staying there. And we bring breakfast and we cook it there for them. And then we sit down and we eat and we share stories and we listen to them and encourage them. And so, again, for us, it's about giving back first and then, you know, coming home and having the traditional present opening at our house and then a big family Christmas dinner with all of our relatives. So anyway, we try to make it a healthy balance.
Mm-hmm.
And we still, you know, my kids still write letters to Santa and we put them out the night before and we bake cookies and all kinds of stuff like that. I think it's fun. But, you know, most importantly, like I said, my children understand the reason for Christmas and why we celebrate the date. And so that's it.
In closing, I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in today, and I encourage you to visit our website at christophers.org to learn more about the Christophers and to download free literature and podcasts. When you're there, you can also find links to our blog and our Facebook and Twitter pages. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, you can send an email to radio@christophers.org. Our engineers for today's show are Gustavo Yepes and Brian Bonifacio, and I'm Tony Rossi, your host. Thanks again for joining us, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.